Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Phil Lynch. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Don Cardwell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Savage. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Culp. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Culp. And now, play ball. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Charles is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Buchek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Swoboda moves to second. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lynch hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Grote hits a fly ball towards center. Phillips settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Phillips. Davis tags and scores. Swoboda scores. Buchek moves to third. Grote moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cardwell strikes out. 2 outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Banks reaches second base with a double. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell spins and fires to second, and Banks is picked off. One out. Randy Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hundley hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Savage takes first base on ball four. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buchek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Buchek reaches second base with a double. Phil Lynn's batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lynn's is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn's takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buchek scores. Lynn's moves to third. It's 3-0, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive towards short. Lenz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Savage is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Savage is called out on strikes. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Culp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Culp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Buchek is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Buchek strikes out. Two outs. Phil Lenz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lenz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lenz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Lenz reaches second base with a double. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grote is walked intentionally. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cardwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley strikes out. 2 outs. Al Spangler pinch hits for Ted Savage. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spangler hits a pop-up towards short. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Spangler now playing right field. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swoboda is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bud Harrelson now playing shortstop. Tommy Reynolds now playing left field. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Ray Culp. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Mickelson now pitching. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Mickelson covering, for the out. 1 out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cardwell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Mickelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jones is 0 for 4 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.